So, I've extracted a double shot with 13 grams of coffee in the La Pavone with the Brazilian Ipanema Co-op blend, because it's a blend at farm at the co-op, Mundo Novo, Acaia, and Icatu, roasted in Vienna CGP. And we're tasting that, or testing it and tasting it for the first time. And again, I've produced a latte with that shot, and I still can't master the art of frothing on the La Pavone. Those three holes in the steam wand do throw me. And I don't know why on the La Pavone websites and everywhere, they always talk about cappuccino. And we know that a cappuccino has a different froth than a flat white or a latte. It is just more airy. The bubbles are bigger and it is not as silky as a flat white froth milk should be, which I can do beautifully on the Silvia. Repeatedly and beautifully, and I can draw my little art out with it and present the coffee to Shirley really nicely. So again, I was struggling a little bit and the milk was a bit too wet, but I still produced a, let's still call it latte, Shirley, with that new bean. What was it like?
The new bean was good, was very smooth. There was a slight smokiness, but in an appealing way. Perhaps not as smooth as a Peru, but still a good, satisfying afternoon coffee.
Okay, right. So do you think we could also play around with this particular bean and use it to blend maybe something a bit sprightlier to it? Has it got that groundedness?
Could do. I wouldn't use this as the base of the bean. I don't think there's as much richness in it as the Peru.
Okay,
so
right.
It might not hold everything together the way a bean with a bit more richness could do.
Okay, great. She's becoming so discerning and a real good guinea pig. And I can have fun on the La Pavone on a Sunday and go back to Silvia with that very bean as well during the week. So stay tuned, because we're going to report on that bean later on in the week as well. And then maybe, well, we've got a few more coffees to play with and to blend with. So let's just see if this one becomes a little percentage of something else, or whether we'll just keep it as a single. So stay tuned to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo.